Welcome back to Love Island.
Today's Love Island episode is presented by the ticket app SeatGeek.
Live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything, sports, concerts, whatever, make sure you download SeatGeek and use the promo code TMG for $20 off your first purchase. Now let's get into today's episode.
Let's go.
Like you thought it was hard.
Do this all day.
Oh, all fucking day. This is light work, brother. Light work.
This literally is nothing to me. God damn.
680, baby. Put it down.
Put it down.
Put it down all day.
Well, 680 nothing, kilos, bitch. Bro.
What? This is nothing, dude.
I could punch with this, bro. It helps when you're built like a brick shit house. That's what everyone told us.
Brick shit house?
Yeah. Oh, God, he's built like a brick shit house.
They said that on the show, didn't they?
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody said that, I'm pretty sure.
Can't remember. A lot to go over. But before we get into all that, everybody, we just really quickly want to say, on the ship, on Candace, we're doing a live show.
Yes.
It'll be on July
29th, baby.
It's testing
at
you.
At 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You can watch this show from anywhere in the fucking world.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go to momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang and you can buy a ticket for $10.
Yeah.
And it's available for 24 hours after we stream. So if you miss the stream,
yeah, you can catch it. But after those 24 hours,
it's gone forever.
It's gone.
And we worked very hard on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do a couple things. We got a very special Cody and Noel do. This will be the only time you can see it. We learned how to sword fight.
Yeah.
And that's all we're going to say.
Yeah. And then we might have faced off a little bit.
Yeah, we may have.
Who won?
Yeah, we don't know.
Remains to be seen. I don't know.
Yeah. Who won? You just have to buy a ticket to the show and find out.
Who's got the bigger traps? That's the real question.
Who are you trusting in a sword fight, guys? Come on.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
You got to work on your delts a little bit, dog.
Come
on. Your mid-rear delts are really not popping.
Oh, bro, I'm...
That's the sword fighting muscle.
I'm built like a brick shit house. You're fucking full of it.
What else do? We got sketches that we edited. We got that are really funny. Spock's going to do a DJ set. We're doing a live... That's cringe to a video that Noel hasn't even seen yet, but I've seen it. It's the most absurd video I've ever seen in my fucking life.
So, yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be a couple hours. We know we're not touring this year.
At least.
At least, yeah. Because we're not touring this year, we figured this would be a nice way to still do something and get a little performance out there. So, yeah. Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. Check it out. And now we can finally... get into the episode.
All right, bruv. So
good thing Sharon and Aaron are still together.
Wow. Talk about brutal predictions, man. I don't think I could have been more wrong on that.
That aged like milk on a counter in the middle of Riverside.
And like literally in the episode that happened on Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, as we were talking about it.
Yeah, we're like, oh, we love Sharon and Aaron. Well, we'll tell you who's not.
Sharon.
I'll tell you who's not sharing anything with Aaron. Sharon.
Yeah, no, wait. No, Sharon is sharing Aaron now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Aaron is being, well.
No.
Aaron hasn't really.
He cut her ass off.
He cut her ass off, but he also hasn't really found anything in the new girls. They came in and he was all like flirting with Millie, I'm pretty sure, or something. And then, like, that's one of the main reasons why he went to Sharon was like, you're too high maintenance. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like when, you know, you could have reacted.
That was crazy. I was just like, bro, you're way too zen. Like, for I would think most people would struggle to keep up with his zen.
Yeah.
Like, just like,
he is pretty zen.
Even the way he dumped her was so brutal and just straight to the point. Yeah, do you know, like, the kids thing. I need someone who likes kids.
Yeah.
That's just it.
And she was even kind of like, I didn't say I didn't want kids. I said, like, it had to be the right time or whatever. Yeah.
And he was like,
I, you know what? She is a little bit money focused, though. Like, that became kind of clear when the new guy came in and she was like, did you hear about his job?
Yeah.
He's a financial consultant.
Yeah. Well,
she's talking about the red DBX or the green DBX or whatever she wanted, the Aston Martin and stuff like that. I'm not saying that's bad, but for someone like Aaron, who clearly that doesn't fucking matter to him at all.
Nah. Sharon. If you're looking for a lad who likes a green Aston Martin DBX, I could at least hold you for a conversation, okay? I love me a green Aston Martin DBX. DBX. DBX, these nuts in your mouth. I don't know, I was trying to make
it. DBX.
DBX.
DBX, these nuts in your
mouth. DBX is like the next version of the Do Bit Society.
Yeah.
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 Are you in the DBX?
Which hasn't really...
Until last night.
I know, when
Chloe... Well, Chloe got what she wanted.
What?
To Venus flytrap Toby. I've never seen a guy more scared of his own thoughts than Toby. When all the guys were like, Julika, and he's just like sitting there like, it's like, what the no?
Yeah, we snogged.
And then,
we snogged.
No, before that, when I'm thinking about when they're all around the fire pit, and they're like, do you like Kaz? Whatever. And he's just sitting there. Like, you can see the gears turning in his head. Like, do I like her? I've got Thumper now. Shit. And then when Chloe goes to, like, kiss him, it just felt like, you know, she's like, what do you want to do now? He's like,
I don't know. Because he didn't know what's right. You know? Which you kind of have to respect a little bit. He was like, you could tell he didn't really want to disrespect Kaz. Because he's with her for like a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And then all of a sudden he's going to switch up and kiss the girl on the first day.
Yeah.
You could tell he was like, had this big internal debate about that. And then she just made it happen.
Yeah, big moral conflict. And
she's like, no, we're kissing now.
Yeah.
We're kissing right now. You're done with Kaz, by the way. And we're kissing.
Bro, he's that like, looked like...
All right. Yeah. Twist my arm.
That looked like a snake eating a fucking baby mouse. That kid was bait. A poor guy. He's like, we should have known. You know, I made like that dark like Lenny comparison, but like, you know, this whole time, Toby was going to be the casualty. Because he's like, I've never had a girlfriend. I've never been in a relationship.
It's right.
Like, oh, you're going to get bulldozed, man. How do we not see this? And she just came out of there like a fucking pit viper. Like, she's just like,
you're a big guy with Kaz now.
She saw in that one challenge where he said if he wasn't with Kaz, he'd be with Chloe. And she was like, all right, it's on.
I'm going to eat him now.
I'm going to eat him.
Yeah. And then she fucking wrapped her tail around him and he squeezed him up. She's like, you like me, right? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I want to play a game with you.
Of course. Of course.
And then now they're just...
And then the amount of... What's proof of that, by the way, is the amount of times she has said to the camera in the interview room, I'm so sick of being in friendship couples.
Yeah.
I'm finally not in a friendship couple. And she's taking full advantage. Yeah. They're making out. They're snogging every chance they get.
That shit is... That was crazy when she was like, I went big spoon because I wanted to feel what was down there. That's like emasculating. In a way, they're just like kissing and it's supposed to be sensual, and then she just does like a jujitsu role reversal and gives him a physical.
All right, just cough 2 times, please.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Just give me a couple coughs.
Oh, that's quite nice. It's fucking huge. It's literally fucking huge.
Yeah, and Millie and Lucinda are sitting there like, okay, we didn't ask.
Right.
She just delivered that information. She just. Totally offer that up without being prompted at all.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I flipped around in a big spoon, just fondled him a little bit.
It was fucking huge.
Fucking huge.
The three of them, every time they get into a conversation, it's the same phrase repeated.
Hold on, my mic fell off. Hold on.
Oh, nice.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I still hear you.
There we go. That's fine, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, is it back?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
It's back.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
The three of them repeat the same phrase 5-6 times before they get into the conversation.
What do you mean?
The naughty trio. The naughty trio. It's the naughty trio. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is like a Disney movie? Cut this out. I don't want to hear this same shit. That like the way they're all just like an echo chamber. I don't know, man. I'm going to, you know. This is the first season where the accents, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I'm also watching a lot of these kind of faded. But
okay.
But that bro is high on hard mode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, I'm going to get stoned. And then you got guys like Liam, like,
hold on, what is he speaking? Is this,
It's our last lot.
Is he an alien? Is this man an alien? What the Trust me, he's not saying anything.
Oh, I know.
Trust me. Nothing. He might be saying words. He's not saying anything, though.
Bro, his flirting is so creepy, man. That shit is... I can't deny it any longer. I have to call it out. That dude has Ted Bundy game.
Yeah, we're going to go a little bit incel right now, I think, because unfortunately, there's no other way to think about this.
We. Dragging me into it?
This is, I mean, it's the same sort of concept, right? He's saying the creepiest shit.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there, like,
lapping
just
it up.
Mesmerized by his height.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lapping it up.
Lapping it up. He's, if you took anyone else and put them in that situation,
Wearing panties.
Do what?
No, the best is when they're talking about Faye's, you know, breast, her breasticles.
Okay.
And Millie, you know, just goes, they're fucking huge, aren't they? You know, just casual.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he's like, yeah. He agrees with her. And she says something to the tune of, mine aren't that big. He's like, yo, we've got a handful. He just sticks his hand out like that and he smiles.
Put it in my hand.
You got a handful. I thought about it.
Put your jug in my hand.
And then, like, immediately after that, he says something to the tune of, like, you're going to spank me later. I just feel like he's always two statements away from something really horny. Like, do you want to put me in a diaper then? Call me a little baby boy. Smack me around. She's like, what? We're talking about Faye's breasts. He's like, I know. I'd like to be chained up.
Please torture me.
What?
Put a pacifier in my mouth.
What? I would like to put one finger in you. It's, I don't know, man. It's just like he's always on the verge of something really creepy. Yeah, the panties thing. Where she's like, I haven't got any panties on. He's like,
can't see anything.
It's immediately leaning over.
Let me see your pussy.
Yeah.
Let me see your pussy then.
Oh, fuck off. Let me see your pussy hole.
She's like, Leo.
Show me your pussy hole in it.
He's such a flirt.
I would love to see your pussy hole.
Oh my God, you're so charming.
A handful of it.
You're so charming.
Oh, you eat it like fucking pie, bro.
Stop. We're in public. Stop.
Yeah, that guy is.
Let me see your pussy.
That's why he talks like that from a sheer amount of like Tasmanian devil tongue he does.
Yeah.
Just looking at women through the window. I feel like when they all wake up, he has to go on the top terrace and just watch them for like at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Then he goes in the bedroom and smells the sheets of every bed.
Oh, God. And then he goes to the kitchen, tongue all beat up. Oh, you had some breakfast? You had some breakfast? See, yeah, he's.
He's a character for sure. But you know what's funny is that you can tell that she likes him. She likes the way he looks, right? That's very
definitely
clear. She's every time she goes to the interview room, she goes, he's so fit.
This is the
he's so fit. I woke up beside him and his sleeping face is so cute because he's so fit. And so she's like obsessed with the way he looks. Clearly they want to bone each other, right?
Yeah.
But you can tell she's already like, okay, there's nothing really, because she was like, we don't have any deep chats.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to have a deep chat?
And then she was like, yeah, we've had one. Like, all we do is we just say horny shit to each other. That's all we do.
After he says that, you want to have a deep chat, he just goes, I think you're quite sexy.
Yeah.
She's like, right, right.
No, Liam, I meant, like, let's talk about other shit. There's other shit besides sex that we could talk about.
Oh, right. Anal. I'd love to do anal with you.
No, I mean, like.
I'm for your bum. Go in your bum.
Right. No, I know that. And I think we could work up to that for sure. We'll start with normal and then we'll, you know, we can work up to anal for sure. That's
we can work
definitely
up to it.
Okay.
You could go in your bum.
Right. Okay. What about, tell me about, you know, your mother. How's your family? What's your mother like?
Oh, I don't fucking like cats.
Oh, okay. I do like pussy though.
Yeah.
Let me see it. Come on, let me see
let me
it.
See it.
Come on, whip out your pussy.
Bro, it kills me too because he'll say something and then it always cuts to her. It's just like, oh man, it's like incel fuel. he'll say nothing. He'll be like, oh, if you want to wash me down in the shower. And then it'll cut to her being like, oh, he's so fit. And he's so tall. He's so tall. And he'll like flirt with her. And like the first thing she's like, you're so fit. You're so tall. And it's like, that's it?
We know. We know. We know. I'm sorry to get all insult, but we know. All right? We know he's fucking tall.
The best shit is when she's like, I love his sleeping face. I'm like, why? Because you rolled over and his eyes were still open, like while he's snoring. So, I don't know. Look, he's probably a nice guy. But the way this man is edited in this show is like he's got nothing going on there. Maybe that's not editing, you know? Who knows? I say this because, you know, the people we talk the most shit about end up, you know, like, we're going to see this dude at a Starbucks for sure.
Oh, for sure.
You're like, oi, you're talking shit about me and my cats. Yeah. My disdain for cats.
I don't like cats, all right? But I don't like them.
But I do like pussy.
Pussy, though.
yeah, what else has happened? Hugo.
What was the fallout? Let's talk about the fallout from the old fake predicament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was...
Oh, and poor Hugo. He's had a rough go.
It has been all bad for him.
Oh, the last week has been heartbreaking for that man.
It's been all bad for him.
Truly.
Since that happened, I know we were laughing at it last episode, but I didn't think it was as bad as when I watched it, like, sitting down. I was like, oh, Jesus, bro. He really did. He went into teacher mode, and he's like, all right, class. I don't like fake. F-A-K-E. Fake.
What was it? The last one was, what's your biggest turn on, right? And Chloe was like, he likes natural girls. And he turned his around and said, natural, not fake.
Yeah.
And at the just bottom, like, just to drill it home. Not fake.
And then, you know.
So the women who have... work. You know, work done. They got really fucking mad at
them. They did not like that. And surprise. They were like,
you need to get educated on why women do this. And he was like heartbroken. He was like, oh my God, I didn't mean to. He was like so, like completely just like delirious to the fact that he had actually done anything wrong, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. But maybe it's just one of those things where he didn't even see them like that. You know, like I think he's maybe so innocent that it just didn't click with him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This dude was also like bugging out when Lucinda came in. She's made from the gods, bruv. She's made from the gods. You don't see girls like that except on Instagram. It's like she's in that.
He said that. Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, they're in the villa, dude. Yeah. Like they're right there.
You could go talk to her. Yeah.
Made from the gods. But yeah, he got lit up for the fake thing, which, you know, you could argue it's a preference, and he's allowed to have that preference. You know, some people don't like short guys, some people don't like skinny guys. Not things that we deal with.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're tall and ripped.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, maybe Hugo prefers a little less work, and I don't know. I don't know if that's like a double standard there, but... It, to me, it just seemed like a preference, but yeah, it's definitely the way he communicated it. It's just like the fake, fake. It's like, damn, bro, relax.
It's just so funny how, what's the word I'm looking for? Not delirious, but like how completely just, he didn't know he was doing anything wrong.
Oblivious. Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. He's so oblivious. He's drilling it home and looking them in the eyes, being like, I don't like fake women. No fake boobs, no fake lips, nothing.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck? We're right here. Yeah. So he gets lit up for that. And then in the challenge, right after the new girls come in, it's this challenge. This is probably the horniest challenge they've done, honestly. Yeah. That fucking Sibian they had to like lay on.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I was dying laughing at that.
Shameless, yeah. Dude. The writers, oh my God. They had to lay on, for anyone who hasn't seen this, they had to lay on a vibrating... Do we have that clip? Actually, maybe we can just play it as we talk.
But, yeah, it's just like a vibrating back thing.
Yeah, it's basically just like this, yeah, like a vibrating platform. I don't even know what you'd normally use that for.
Yeah.
And they had to lay on it in Speedos and bikinis. Like, the guys were wearing thongs.
Yeah.
They lay on this thing, and it just goes and just vibrates their bodies as they try and eat something all or drink something.
All the women were like grabbing their shit, just being like,
and the fucking boobies are flying around, dicks are flying around. It was crazy.
Man, I commend them all for getting on that thing and not like nutting everywhere. Like, bro, you're already horned up. You can't smash in there. You're, like, already edging all fucking day. I'm surprised, like, Liam didn't sit on that shit and just fucking...
So, part of this challenge, the end of it was the girl has to, like, come down the slide, and then she chooses
not
a guy.
Not literally. She goes down
the slide. Goes down the slide. Yeah. Sorry, the guys come down the slide. The girl has to come down the slide, and then she or go down the slide. Sorry, and then she pairs with a guy of her choosing.
Yeah.
And so there was, since the two girls came in, there was two more girls than guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so everyone picked off their person who they liked, and then the two extra girls, instead of picking Hugo, they went back and picked a guy that's already been chosen.
Yeah.
So Hugo stood there the whole time and didn't get to do the challenge because he never got chosen by a girl.
And he just stood there leaning on the post. And when he goes, when Hugo goes,
Hugo goes,
Hugo goes. It's quite embarrassing, isn't it? And he just fucking has to do that walk. Yeah. And then all they...
No, he goes... Oh, that's not humiliating at all, is it?
Yeah. It's not humiliating at all. And then all the girls just go,
oh, I want to give him a hug.
Snog the guy.
Suck his lips.
Give him a little snog. It's a challenge. There's no rule. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone snogs everyone in the challenges. That's what they're about. Give the guy a little snog.
I just realized he looks like a Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah. Can we pull up a Guy Fawkes mask
real fast?
You don't
know a Guy Fawkes mask?
It's no. I do agree with that.
Like, got the same he does, sort yeah. of like
he does.
Like thin lips,
yeah.
Pointy chin. Like it's kind of, you know, it's there.
Here's the thing. They do this every season.
They get a nice guy.
They stick the I wish I could see their, you know, they're like character book that they have.
Yeah.
That I know they have to fill every single role.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, it's going to say nice guy, smart guy, who's ripped, he's cute.
Will make it to the end without ever finding love.
Yeah. That's the only, that's like the guarantee.
Yeah, he's not.
Because it just does not, that archetype just does not work in the house.
Nah. You need like, and you know, I feel that people talk so much shit. You look at Teddy. And Millie and Lucinda, they look a little bit, you know, they're taking them off a level.
Right.
Like, in terms of, like, the personality. Like, Teddy came in, and he's just cleaning house because the dude can have a real conversation.
Yeah.
He just asks questions.
Yeah.
What you like? What's this? And then they're like, oh, my God. Yeah.
I want him.
Yeah. Oh, four of us want him. We want to have a polygamous relationship.
Yeah.
Because the dude is just like, you like to travel? Yeah, I like traveling as
oh
well.
Oh, my God. He asked me so many things. He cares so much.
That's how deprived of conversation they are.
Yeah.
Because that's all it took. Because every other dude in the house is Brad, like, do you like melon? I'm a good cook. Can you cook? And then that's it.
Yeah.
And like, at first, Toby had all that personality, but then you see, once he gets in it, he seizes up.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, even the way, like, he flirts with Chloe and shit, it just seemed, like, super timid.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you like?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now I feel they're going to start phasing in all these people who maybe are just, I don't know, a little bit more confident or comfortable.
Yeah.
I think.
It does seem like this new wave of people are an entirely new caliber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No offense to the original contestants, and maybe it's a testament to how much the show kind of like weathers you, but because it's intense, right? You're spending all day every day with these people, and you're not doing anything but conversing with them.
Yeah.
Anyone would get sick of anyone or that situation, right?
Yeah.
But like, it kind of seems like the new people are way more fun.
Oh, yeah.
And like laid back, and it just seems like there's this new clique. Like Chloe and the two new girls, and they're like chilling and they're just like being cool, and the rest of the other contestants are just complaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're over there sitting around. It's like,
Yeah, they're all grumpy.
Yeah, they're grumpy.
I thought Rachel was going to go in there and like be like a man eater.
No, but she wasn't.
She's this like very genuine. Like this woman is like out of a fairy tale book.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's like, I'm a very genuine person, and I want to find someone who has passion like me and loves to travel, and I really want happiness for other people. It's like, fucking
yeah,
happiness for other people.
Yeah, all right, Hugo, as a woman. No thanks. That's not very fun to watch at all.
And now
Hugo is, the notes thing. Hugo is such a loser.
Who wrote that? Damn, that was not us. That's not how we worded.
He's not a loser, man. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
It's like Ian said. It's almost like he doesn't want to find love.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I feel a bit weird, like bagging on the original cast, but they just all like you think about other seasons and everyone has so much personality, and they're like, a lot of this original cast is just like, yeah, they're either grumpy or they just don't care enough.
Yeah,
like they're content being like, yeah, I don't like anyone in here.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And I sort of appreciate Chloe just being like, all right, fuck this, I'm on a TV show.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go for
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It seemed like there was a lot of like apathy in the first couple episodes, and then almost like they were excited to dislike each other after shit went a little bit wrong.
Sure, yeah.
Like Kaz and Toby, and it's like, it's not that they ever really even had a real thing.
Yeah.
They never really kissed or whatever. Yeah. And all of a sudden there's like all this animosity now between people that are changing couples. It's like, this is a normal part of the show.
That's the part that was getting on my nerves, everyone being like, he's done this or she's done that. And it's like, It's the show, it's bro.
You're not supposed to find love in the first fucking person, you know?
Lame.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jake.
Yeah. 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 And Liberty.
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 Speaking of Toby kissing, how fucking hysterical was that when he's trying to tell Kaz that he kissed Chloe?
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Felt so bad for the dude because he didn't want to do it. He literally felt like he was shooting someone in the head. We have... kissed.
Please don't be mad.
Please don't be mad.
Please don't kill me.
We have kissed.
I didn't want to kiss.
I'm surprised.
I mean, I kind of did, but
I didn't want to kiss, but she had me. Oh, she wrapped around me and she's going to eat me. So I kiss her. You have to understand. I had to kiss her.
See, here's the thing. I think if Toby went and like macked on another girl, Chloe would be like, all right, on to the next.
Yeah.
And she would just go do that to another guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she likes him at all. She just wants to be on the show.
She wants to be not in a friendship couple.
Yeah.
That's what she wants. She's like, I want to kiss on TV.
She's fucking horny, bro. The way like after they recoupled and then she's literally jamming her tongue down his throat just in front of everyone.
Just jerking him off.
And then Liam, straight away, Liam's like, oh, you're making me fucking horny.
He did. He literally did. Yeah, man. And then they tell them to keep doing it, and then they keep making out.
Yeah,
they stop because they were embarrassed, and then Liam and Brad were like, no, keep going. And they start getting,
And they're literally, Liam is just like, the smile comes down. It's just like,
he just...
Just whips it out. He's so fat.
Millie, just looking at him from afar. It's like when the girls look at the guys working out.
Yeah.
And they all just go, oh my God, look at those pecs. She's from afar, just like, oh my God, look at him yank off like that. He's really cranking it. Beautiful member. Beautiful. Brad and him are both.
Yeah, just... Maybe she come look at us.
Should we joke each other off?
No, it's not that. Yeah, that shit was so funny. And then after he says that, Chloe with her crazy ass, big ass laugh, like she like unhinges her jaw whenever she's laughing. She's like, ah.
Yeah.
She goes right back to fucking Toby and just. Trying to extract his brain. with her tongue out of his
through his dick.
And Toby's like, I don't know what's happening.
His fucking entire face goes in her mouth. It's just skin all the way down. Like a just hear him inside the mouth.
I was picturing his entire skull just deflating. His brain and all the contents like, go through the
Someone please animate this. Someone please animate this. It's just neck. Yeah. His neck stretching into her mouth.
Just you're so fit. Unless we might have Oh, you're making me fucking horny.
Pans over and Liam's jerking off.
You're making me fucking horny.
He's so fat.
Pan over to the third guy on the couch.
He's so fat.
So fat.
He's quite tall. He's quite tall. Meanwhile, Toby's getting his entire skull sucked to bits. Skull crushed.
God, I really fancy you.
God damn it.
Ah, fuck.
Nah, bro.
What do we got here? What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
Oh, this is when Faye. By the way, can I just say I'm happy that Faye actually found something? Like, she's actually pretty cool. I kind of gave her some heat in the beginning for being crazy.
Yeah, she turned out all right.
Turned out all right, and she's kind of a bummer a little bit. Like, she's part of that crew that just kind of, like, are grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But now that she's found
Teddy,
she's kind of stoked.
Oh, yeah.
And she's getting snogs, and it's cool.
I mean, I did appreciate
I'm happy for her.
I appreciate her game, you know? But she was like,
Audie had a goal straight away. They're throwing at him. Not me.
Yeah.
I was like, smart.
It was smart, and they actually do have something. I like the way they flirt.
No, definitely.
There's definitely some chemistry there.
Mm-hmm. I was like, when Rachel went home, I was, I don't know, that to me felt like everyone was saying goodbye to like their aunt or something.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so bad because she was like a really nice person.
I felt nothing.
Zero?
Zero. Get her the fuck out of there.
I mean, fair. As far as like Love Island goes, yeah, she wasn't there.
Yeah,
she,
no.
But
taking up space.
On the other hand, I was just like,
no. But I'm just saying, she wasn't an entertaining part of the show.
No,
you know?
But I'm just like, I looked at her and I'm like, why the fuck? How did the producers even land on a person like her?
Because sometimes it could have worked, and I think if she laid it on Teddy more, I think there would have been some fun dynamic there,
sure,
where he
yeah,
had to pick
yeah.
between them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, Faye just beat her out so bad in that, like, right off the jump, she was like, I like this guy so much, I want this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't even really try, I don't think. I mean, maybe they didn't show it, but
what about the part where she was asking him, like, about foreplay and stuff?
You're right, she did, actually.
I think she went too fast.
Yeah, wait, I'm completely wrong.
Yeah.
I'm completely wrong.
I think she went after it.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you like to do?
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't even give her like a real fair shot for like, you know, sometimes people just get like fucked, like that first girl,
mm-hmm.
the gamer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They don't even really get to show who they are.
Yeah, it's true.
When she left, I was like, wait, she's leaving? Oh, okay. Cool.
Get fucked.
I don't
get. Get wrecked.
L.
Mid appearance on Love Island. Bro, you know, there's some people like theorizing that the producers just like got her out of there because like she wouldn't play ball, like because like she wouldn't like kiss in the challenge and she wouldn't like really engage anyone.
She didn't kiss in the challenge either.
No, remember someone went up to kiss her and she went, oh no, babes.
Yeah,
and she
right.
Executive producer was like, uh-uh.
That's kind of fucked up.
Not gonna work here, love. No, you know what happened? They got Rachel out of there. As soon as she's walking out, one of the producers ran by. He's like, hi, I'm Theodore. I saw those things you said about Teddy. I think I could be that guy for you.
Oh, no.
She's like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, I was watching you for the monitor. I'm like, you're for me.
What did she say to Teddy about foreplay?
She was just like, so like, it was like horny as fuck.
Oh, was it?
She's like, what do you, she's like, what turns you on?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, you know,
I don't like cats. Yeah, that's for sure. I
don't fucking like cats. He said something about he doesn't like foreplay, or he does. And then she's like, do you give a lot or do you like to receive? And he's like, I'm a giver.
And she would be so funny if he answered receive that question.
Love getting my dick sucked, honestly. Love getting
my dick sucked. That's it, too. That's all I like.
I fucking love top.
Yeah.
I love when they use two hands.
Yeah.
A little bit of spit. Love that. Love that. Love that.
I hate eating out, though.
Yeah.
Not a fan. So if you're looking
pussy
for that.
Pussy tastes gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Ew, dude, why does pussy taste like nickels?
Yeah, dude.
Ugh.
Getting my dick sucked, though, fucking big W on that.
The huge nickels, I meant pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then she's like, so then she starts talking about like teasing. She's like, oh, do you tease a lot before you give it? And he's like, yeah, of course. She's like, oh, I hate that, but I love that. I'm like, is this for you or for him?
Mm.
At another point, like, this felt like another, like, you know, viper eating a mouse situation.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, she's like, what do you like? You like giving or receiving? He's like, I like giving. I like giving.
Yeah.
Please. So I don't know, man. But yeah, she, Rachel, she got her ass out of there.
Big rip. Big rip to Rach.
It's still on my mind because I just saw it last night. So,
yeah.
You know.
Should we do, what are your, see, you know, we're at kind of a fun part in the show now. This is kind of where it gets, like, really fun.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't even remember it being like this last season, but now everyone is in a couple besides Hugo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
No, Hugo's in a couple, but it's like,
well, then Aaron and Kaz are a friendship.
Yeah, Aaron and Kaz, right? Yep.
Who else?
Sharon and Hugo, right?
Sharon and Hugo.
And friendship. Then I think the rest of them are in, like, romantic couples.
Yeah, because it's Brad and Lucinda, Millie and Liam.
Yeah.
Teddy and Faye.
And it's been 3 weeks, which means that next week is Castle Moore.
Ooh.
So, and they're like, what I'm saying is I don't remember there being this many romantic couples where everyone is like, sure, this is the person I want to be with right now.
Yeah, it just got to be like good connections.
It just got to that point. And everyone's stoked. Everyone's kissing each other. They're all fucking doing bits. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to like, they're trying not to fucking jerk each other off.
Yeah.
All the girls are like, so did you get handsy with him last night? I was like, I tried so hard. My rule was no hands below the waist spotlight. You know, I broke the rule a couple times. My rule was like, don't touch him. And I just grabbed it like all night.
And I sucked it.
What?
What? Hold on.
What?
I yanked it. Squeezed it.
Well, the guys are like, yeah, to be fair to her, she like grabbed it, sucked it, squeezed it.
It and was then nice. Passed it.
Yeah, now everyone's pretty like fired up.
Yeah.
And I know Castle Moore is going to be
spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spicy.
It's going to be all blondes, regardless of their skin tone. They're just going to give them all blonde wigs. So yeah. Jake is like,
oh, fuck it. Liberty's not here.
I don't want to do wrong by Liberty. Liberty. Liberty's always. I love Liberty's always.
What? Toes.
What?
Or toes.
Her toes.
Liberty's eyes and toes.
Liberty's always.
Yeah, bro. This is going to be all blondes to break them up. I think.
What do you think? What are the predictions moving forward for next week? I think that's, we should start doing that because it's fun when we're so fucking wrong.
I think Hugo will find no one.
I think Hugo's going to die alone.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I think Hugo will find no one. I think Lucinda's leaving Brad for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's, and that might be because of this clip, right?
Which one?
So Faye and her had a conversation, and Faye was like, has he asked you a single question about yourself?
She's like, no.
And I think she was like, no, right?
Yep.
Lucinda and Faye are having a conversation about Brad. Oh, do you know who'd love this? Brad. He loves conversations about Brad.
I still really like Brad. Because I think you were having a conversation earlier, weren't you?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I think to myself, does the conversation really fly? Because he's got a lot to say about everything.
One more time.
He's got a lot to say about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely fine.
Sometimes it's more talk at you rather than with you.
Yeah. You zone out.
It's a conversation, not you know a conversation.
Mm. You zone out. And then you come back in again. And, still...
and you're out, and you're in, and you're in, you're out, and you're
right,
in.
You're in the middle of this, someone has asked you if you want a coffee, you're like, yeah, you know, you're just looking around. He's still going. He's still going on.
Fucking, I get called motor mouth, but I mean, he's got fucking motor mouth.
Does he know anything about you, or?
Great.
I'm not
really you can cut it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's the best part about that?
What?
Is in last night's episode, she's talking about Brad, and she goes... He's so mature.
I know.
Huh?
He's just older.
Yeah.
That's it. He's just older
just
than you.
Just because he does chores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, Lucinda is like, she took the British intonation of speaking and she stretched it in Photoshop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything she says is like, he's really gonna blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She's also, to me, just like a straight-up child in there.
Yeah, that side braid, it was pretty funny. We were making fun of that. Kelsey was like, I wore that in, like, high school. I don't understand.
I don't even think it's, like, intentional on her part. I think she's just like a zoomer.
Yeah.
So she just doesn't know.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
So is Liam, though. That's probably why he's so fucking weird.
Yeah,
he's like
young as forget fuck. That.
Millie's, forget what, 24, that. 25, something like that?
Yeah. That's... All that roasting.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah, and Liam is still a college kid.
Yeah, he barely out of college. Mm. He's just built like he's fucking 45.
Yeah. He's just a British frat guy.
Poor guy, dude. He's literally just like some young bozo. But he looks like he should have it all together.
He really does look super old, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Whatever.
So other predictions. You know what?
I think Teddy and Faye have a shot at staying together.
Yes, me too. But I don't really have a ton of confidence that it's gonna stay.
I think for the most part, everyone's gonna get fucking shattered.
You think so?
Yeah.
So let's see, Jake and Liberty. I think that's gonna last until Castle Moore, and then it's gonna be challenged. Mm. And I think it's not gonna last after that.
Nah.
I think. Who else we got? Brad and Lucinda not gonna last. Millie and Liam. That's a tough one. I don't think it's gonna last. I think she's gonna realize like he's only horny and that's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else besides that.
Yeah. Who do you think is going first to the hideaway after Castle Moore?
I think
Aaron might finesse his way into the hideaway.
With who?
I think he might find someone in Castle Moore. I feel like Castle Moore is going to be a switch.
Yeah.
May not be Aaron, but it's going to be like, I feel like Jake and Liberty are going to get broken up. And that's going to be like the big turner. Everyone's like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then like one of the dudes or one of the girls is going to find love for real.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's going to be where everyone switches. Like, oh my God. Yeah. The whole time they were there. It's not going to be Hugo. Though
I think Hugo,
it's not gonna be Hugo.
We can say that with the utmost confidence.
With the lack of camera time that guy's having,
I think he's gonna be the next to go. Honestly,
yeah. You know, with him, I'm kind of like, bro, you need to get out of there.
Yeah,
like, he's bringing a tray table around with pineapples and like on toothpicks. Like,
I know.
You don't work there, bro. You should be trying to fuck.
And the and the recoupling. When he's like, I think, you know, she really wants the best for me and my quest to find love. It's like, dude, this show really isn't about actually finding
love.
No,
it's about winning 50,000
like, pounds. You're a teacher. Like, go to the library and find love there.
Yeah.
You know?
Find love in literature.
Yeah, exactly.
And stories from our past.
I meant, like, find a woman that also likes to go to the bookstore. You know what I'm saying? Not, don't fall in love with books, you know?
No, that's what you meant.
Yeah,
tell
that
the truth.
Is what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
You're find a big proponent of literary.
Stories, yeah.
literary romance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nah, bro. Yeah, like, it's you're there to win 50,000 pounds and fuck
and
on
snog.
Camera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And make your parents question where they went wrong mm-hmm. in raising you. That's what the show is for.
Yeah.
I really think it's 'cause
the show, you win the show when you get one of those scenes where it's the night vision camera
yeah.
and the covers are going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win the show.
Yeah.
That's,
and then
you won.
And then there's a subtitle that goes, I can't believe we're going to do this. I can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake won with Liberty already in the
yeah.
hideaway.
Yeah.
They won.
I guess they already won in that case. No, because they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything, but that dude just had a full-on boner the whole time he was sitting there. They weren't even like trying to hide it.
Nah.
It was pretty funny.
So yeah, those are my predictions. Mm-hmm. Do you have any differing predictions? Do you think?
No, I think my prediction, Hugo's going to be the next one to go. In terms of couples, yeah, it's like no one is really that strong yet.
Nah.
So it's going to be a spicy week,
yeah.
I feel like.
They're going to kill off Hugo and then... Wait, no, because a dude just
kill
came
off.
In. No, a dude just
They're
came
all
in.
Get together and kill him.
The dude just came in, so wouldn't it be women coming in now?
Yeah, but now the guys... Oh, no, yeah, guys and girls are even numbered, but a guy will leave next.
Oh, because the guys just chose.
I think so.
Yeah, right. The guys just chose, but now women will come in, so then they'll have to choose,
yeah.
unless it's Casa Amor.
Yeah.
Which they might just go straight to.
No, I think that'll be next Tuesday it'll happen. Mm. That'll be exactly 4 weeks in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
So that'll be spicy.
Wait, I have to say one last thing.
What?
Maybe because whatever. I don't know why it took me this long to see the puke game this way.
Oh, fuck that game, dude.
Yeah. So I started crying laughing because... It, like, by the end of it, I'm looking at it, like, all these bright colors, this fucking, like, EDM music in the background while they're spewing diarrhea sprays into each other's mouths.
Yeah.
And I'm just crying, thinking, this is a Tim and Eric bit.
Yeah.
And how excited they all are.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's puked into my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at him puke in her mouth.
In her mouth.
And they go to the interview room afterwards, and they're like, you really puked in my mouth. And there's puke still all over them, the dry puke all over them. And they're still totally... chilling with that.
I was just like, I just couldn't
stop.
Oh
my God, when you spat the carrot juice into my face and it went into all my holes. Or it's the one. Not that way. I'm in face holes.
They're going to
Liam? Am I Liam?
Because fucking one couple goes to transfer it and then the girl just does a handstand, just opens up her vagina.
Bro. Toby goes to spit in Chloe's mouth and she just eats his entire head.
Cuts to Liam, he's just jizzing all in the air.
No, he's on the vibrating panel somehow.
Yeah, just fucking...
It's like, how did you get that back out here? That wasn't
alone.
Part of this challenge. Spewing cum in the air? Nah.
Nah.
Nah, I'm just fucking around.
Nah, just fucking around.
Nah, I'm just fucking around.
Just fucking... just blasting cum all over the sky? Nah.
Nah, I'm playing. Nah.
Just literally unloading cum all over the floor.
Nah. Just rope after rope, dude. Nah. I'm busting your chops.
Like Liam is just busting all over the goddamn fucking floor. Nutting everywhere. Nah.
Nah. It's not like that.
Nah. Sus.
Yeah.
Damn, sus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit killed me.
Yeah.
How... hype they were about puke and then
so gross. You know, it really reminded me of this. There, so like, I don't know, for some reason we got into like looking into like wet and messy fetish. You ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. It's a so It's so weird. It's such a crazy rabbit hole that I went down. Do you remember Rick Lax? Magician on Facebook that would do those videos where he's like, add 3 to that. Now subtract 5 and it's the same every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And those videos would get like 50 million views on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He now runs a Facebook video network amongst him and his friends.
Okay.
Where they do like TikToks basically. But they're like, you know, just constantly trying to find the recipe for the most viral TikTok.
Okay.
It's the stupidest shit ever.
Oh,
remember that one guy that did that magic trick where with the M&Ms or something like that? Yeah. He looks like me.
Yeah.
Looks like an older me.
Yeah.
He's like friends with that guy, and that's part of that same crew.
Is the wet and messy shit where they like put the sauce on the countertop,
spaghetti table, all that sort of shit. And like they make these really awful recipes that don't actually work.
Right.
But that's like part of it too.
Right.
And so then I start getting into this whole thing, and it's a sexual thing. It's people that like, it's called wet and messy fetish. They like when people like smear food all over their face and when they like put their hands in it on the table and stuff like that. And that's, I think, what that is, honestly.
Oh.
Because to me, I'm like, I was hiding my face on the couch. Like, how can anyone legitimately watch this? I'm so grossed out right now. But I think for some people, it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh. What?
Yeah. And I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally off on that.
With all that happy-ass music?
The challenges are all sexual.
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's blatantly obvious. It's not like I'm saying anything clever there. But, like, this one has to be sexual to someone, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that's the intention.
I just got to bring up royalty-free EDM. And it's crazy that... bitch.
What?
I will not help you two by answering one question.
No, absolutely not.
Just...
He puked all into my mouth.
What's that that's got in my nose?
It's pesto.
Oh, she spit walnuts in my butthole.
Kaz has spewed puke into Toby's mouth.
He fed me like a baby bird. Like a baby bird. He swallowed it and then regurgitated into my mouth.
It's just like, God damn, man. And that game goes on way too long.
Way too long. It's horrible.
Speaking of the game, guys, you all know that we want to keep the story moving. And so to do that, we're using the help of our producer, Kyle, who is, you know, being us in the background, being Codell in spirit. So for today's episode, we're just going to get a quick update on where we're at. And from what we know, it seems pretty spicy. So,
yeah,
Kyle,
we've made it away. Yeah, we've made some moves. Let's just say that.
Okay, so last week on Love Island, we had 3 new girls show up.
Okay.
And the main one we're going to be focusing on is Mickey.
Okay.
Because right. Mickey came in and she chose to couple up with Bill.
Millie?
Which, you know, really just throws off our love lust with Bill. But no worries, because right after we got dumped by Bill, we're looking around and we see that AJ is picking up our eye. Huh. So we move in on AJ and we give her a little smoochy smooch.
We give her.
Yeah,
really?
AJ, the girl, the blonde, if you remember her.
I thought you weren't able to.
Oh, no, we're able to kiss women.
Yes.
We are able to kiss
Holy,
women.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Bro, that just hit me in the balls right there. I'm completely forgetting that we're Codell. I'm thinking we're 2 dudes in a suit. Being like, we kissed a girl. Yeah. No. What?
Yeah.
We smooched AJ? All right, so then what?
Okay, and then we went on... I'm just going to do the updates for day 1 and day 2.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for day 2, we went on 3 different dates. They sent us on 3 different dates. So we went with Harry, Camillo, and then we could have gone with Bill. But then once we got to the 3rd date, we stood up Bill. We got no time for Bill.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So this is AJ right here.
Yeah, so that's AJ right
there. All right, Jake, calm down. I like blondes.
Oh, her eyes. Her eyes. Blue eyes.
So then what?
And then after standing up Bill, I went back to my girl AJ again, and I gave her another smoochy smooch.
Yes,
and
right.
And she lost.
That's right.
And then we all got together basically at the end of the day for dinner and had a food fight. Nothing crazy there, but
speaking
you know,
of
just
what's
a
with
cheeky
the
little
fucking
food
wet
fight.
And messy
speaking
shit,
of
dude.
Wet and messy, bro.
Crazy.
Damn.
Wow.
Smooch that girl.
I'm stoked.
Mwah.
And let's
next week we're actually going to play.
Yeah, next week we'll play.
Yeah, yeah.
We just went over a little bit. Just, you know, maybe we went a little bit overboard on the jacking off bits.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we're good.
I think we joked about cum for too long today, yeah. Which is actually kind of the story of our lives. So.
Yeah.
That's just every day. So thank you guys for watching.
Yeah. Thank you all, honestly, for watching this far into the series. You know, we're having fun with it.
Yeah, no, we are.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like didn't know if it was going to work or not, and people seem to be just enjoying it. So.
You know, it takes a long time for a trend to kick in, exactly. So we just weren't sure.
And we're actually getting a lot of viewers from the UK, so welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Just remember,
lovely birds and blokes.
On top of everything, July 29th, witness us in our American form doing a live show at momenthouse.com/tinymeatgame. And we'll see you all in the next one. Stop playing, mate. This is easy.
It's easy, mate. It's no problem.
We'll see you next week.
Later.